As tens of thousands of Penn State students have returned to University Park campus for the fall semester this week, one concern is whether the local hospital has the capacity to treat a potential surge of COVID-19 cases. WPSU's Min Chien reports Mount Nittany Health says the community should feel comfortable in its capability.
Mount Nittany Health's Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nirmal Joshi says the State College community and the surrounding areas the hospital serves have helped prevent a large number of COVID-19 cases so far. He says that's given the hospital the chance to improve its response capability in the months since the pandemic began.
We clearly got that opportunity to prepare even better. That allowed us to kind of have adequate supplies of personal protective equipment. It allowed us to put protocols in place to appropriately save those PPEs. It also allowed us to put protocols in place to protect our hospital employees, to protect our doctors, other providers, and so on.
As Penn State's fall semester begins this week, there has been concern among residents that a spike in cases is inevitable, as that scenario has played out in hundreds of colleges and universities across the country in the past weeks. Penn State says its plan to conduct testing, monitoring, and mitigation will keep on-campus learning possible and the community safe. The university said one of its goals in planning is to make sure local hospitals around campuses are not overwhelmed. In a July virtual town hall, Penn State Interim Dean of the College of Medicine, Dr. Kevin Black, said it's estimated that Mount Nittany can accept one new COVID-19 patient a day on a sustained basis without being overwhelmed.
I really want to emphasize that we will not wait to reach that number before mitigation steps are initiated.
Joshi says one new patient a day may seem low, but it was calculated based on several factors, including regional and national data on how long COVID-19 hospitalizations may last.
You've probably heard with many of those stories that they've been in the hospital 30 days, 45 days, 60 days, sometimes 70, 80 days in the hospital, right? And so during planning, you have to assume or plan for the worst, but hope for the best. So you have to plan for the fact that the length of stay might be longer.
Joshi says more cases doesn't necessarily mean more hospitalizations. He says the hospital has 24 ICU beds and ventilators that can care for up to 40 patients. It is also closely monitoring its own PPE supplies and staffing levels, which the hospital said was not impacted by recent layoffs. Joshi says the scenario where all of those critical resources are overwhelmed is unlikely. Joshi says the hospital is in constant coordination with the university and is going to remain flexible in its operations.
There are many things about this pandemic that we don't know. The one thing that we do know is certain things do work in prevention consistently and very well. One of them is face coverings and masks. And I think we absolutely must stress the importance of face coverings, social distancing, and hand hygiene.
On Friday, Penn State announced pre-arrival testing has yielded 148 positive COVID-19 tests so far from about 17,000 students who've submitted them. Around 5,000 more are pending. Penn State says those who test positive must self-isolate for 10 days and be cleared by a health professional before returning to campus. I'm Min Chien, WPSU.